schedule, and we put this on here, because I know Commissioner Sharp has some ideas, and so maybe we could just visit a little bit about it, and then maybe the best thing at the end of the day is everybody can send in what they think, and we can put together a schedule.
Okay, thank you, Gary. My thoughts on the commission schedule, you know, I love the Hills, but we have been, when you look at our schedule, we do Pier-Pier, Rapid City, Custer, Pier-Pier, Spearfish, Oklahoma, and it's all, that's a lot on the western side of the state, and I just really believe that there's probably some cities on the eastern side of the state that can accommodate the Game, Fish, and Parks meetings. And so I don't know if we can put together a criteria list or a bid list, because I know towns bid on, not really bid, but they bid for conventions all the time because a convention needs, you know, hotel rooms for so many people and to be able to have a meeting and have a wireless network and that type thing. And I just honestly believe if we could come up with that criteria, put it on our website for cities to be able to bid to this. I think there's cities in eastern South Dakota that probably could put together and meet the needs of the commission so we could meet certainly as many times in eastern South Dakota as we do western South Dakota. And I recognize that everybody has their own ideas on what's a good town and what's a good place, but at the end of the day, I think it's not unfair to move the commission around the state to give everybody an opportunity to be at a commission meeting, speak in front of the commission if they want to, and whether it's Yankton, Webster, Mobridge, Aberdeen, Milbank, Siston, I just think it's something that we need to take a hard look at. But again, we should have a criteria so we're not putting out false hopes of, yeah, let's go to this town when we don't have hotel rooms, you know, restaurant accommodations or whatever else. So that is my suggestion.
Secretary Hepler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Sharp, we do have criteria we've worked with the commission on before, and I just can't remember if that was right before you get in on the commission or not, but we do have that criteria, and we can certainly work some more with you on that and make sure you're comfortable with it, and the commission can go back and look and see if that's still what you want. It's your sideboards. It's not ours. It's yours. We'll meet, you know, wherever you want us to meet. The only other thing is we do around topic areas. For example, we don't want to be over in Brookings and talking about elk. So some of the things is just how things stacked up as far as where some of these discussions happen. So this is a little bit unusual. But yeah, I would, you know, we'll share that criteria with you. It's in the book. It's in your book now. So you can look at that criteria. And I know we have a governor's meeting coming up next month, and so the suggestion would be let's look at that, and if there's some changes, we'll make them then, and we can move forward. But, you know.
Yeah, and we did revise those criteria like a couple of years ago. I forget exactly the issue now, but. Yeah, and this year is a bit unusual with Rapid, Custer State Park, and back out here. And I don't remember exactly how we got there, but in years past, we've been all over the place. I mean, doing our best to be in different parts of the state. So, yes.
Is that criteria readily available, and do a lot of the towns and tourism directors know to go there and look at that on our website?
Where it is, but we can.
It's internal, but we can certainly put it on our website. I mean, right now, I think that's internal. I don't believe it's on our website. Emily, is it? No, I can't imagine it probably would be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can figure out how best to schedule in 2020, and it was a good topic to discuss. So why don't we take a break? It's 3:20. Let's start at 3:30.